السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، tonight's hadith is very short and it's the spiritual intent of authenticity. Hadith number 68 in Riyad al-Salihin on the book of al-Muraqaba, again being watchful and examining yourself. قال إمام النووي رحمه الله عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وارضاه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يسأل الرجل فيما ضرب امرأته. Simple message. In this hadith he says, قال the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no man shall be asked for the reason why he disciplined his wife. No man shall be asked, you know, for the reason why he disciplined his wife. حديث رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه إمام أحمد. The majority of Imam, the Imam of Hadith, they deem this Hadith to be weak, like such as Imam al-Dhahibi rahimahullah ta'ala. There is one particular narrator and or sub-narrator, Abdurrahman al-Maslami, in which they say he is considered matruk, like and no one takes from his Hadith. So they deem the Hadith to be weak. Even contemporary scholars like Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, Ahmed Shaker, they also say the Hadith is considered weak in terms of its narration. However, if they say, even if it was authentic, even if it was maqbool and acceptable, there is a meaning for it. So they say, a man should not be asked for the reason why he should be, you know, discipline his wife or his spouse. Now, these things happen in our life. We don't live a perfect world. We don't live a, mashallah, idealistic society. Unfortunately, disputes have between husband and wife, and sometimes, unfortunately, men can, you know, transgress and take disciplinary actions that are not supposed to do that. So the idea is not if this is right or wrong or halal or haram right now, as much as two things. Number one, everybody, especially these men, they should watch what they do and what they say. Because in the ayat in Surah An-Nisa, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the order of disciplining the household, at the end he said to the men, قال فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَبُغُ عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا. He said, like, if they obey you, don't transgress. Do not be arrogant. Don't go beyond what's reasonable. And if you do so, he says, remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is Aliyan Kabira. He is the most high and he is the greatest. Which means what? Don't think yourself to be stronger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more powerful than Allah Azza wa Jal, or greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, look, you're not going to get away with it. Allah, the Ali, the Most High, He is seeing you. And you are nothing in comparison to Allah Azza wa Jal. And He is the greatest subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how powerful you think you are, He is more powerful. So be watchful of Allah al-Ali al-Kabir when it comes to dealing with that matter. The other meaning the ulama, they say, is that for us, those who hear the news, because unfortunately, small societies sometimes, you know, like a small community, news spread. And it's easy among the people to start hearing, oh, did you hear what happened with this family? So here they say that, look, you need to observe the privacy of households and the community. Meaning we don't know what happened between them. If you are a person of authority or a person of khair, someone who can really help you reconcile, or a therapist or someone who can really reach out to do something to help them out, it's okay for you to go and ask. It's okay to go and ask. قال إن كان للإصلاح فلا بأس. If a person is going there to reconcile, to help them out, to fix a situation for them, then it's okay to go and ask. Investigate and ask and go to them and say, hey, what happened? But if someone is just for the sake of just kind of like, what happened? Just for the sake of getting the rumors and the news and just curiosity, you need to watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to be careful and mind your own business. In the previous hadith, if you remember, من حسن إسلام المرء ترك ما لا يعنيه. One of the signs of someone's good Islam is leave that which doesn't concern them. So if that happens in someone's household, it's not your business to be involved over there unless you're someone who can help, someone who can fix, and someone who can protect, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's the meaning of the hadith, even if it was considered authentic. Which means, again, no one can think that they can do whatever they want to do and then get away with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aliyun kabir. And the same thing for us, just don't spread rumors. Don't talk about other people. Keep their privacy for themselves. Help them reconcile, inshallah ta'ala, and that should be okay. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Any question, Jama? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير. Don't forget, جماعة, our fundraising is going to be, inshallah, تعالى, October 25th. We want you to make sure to buy your tickets and join us. السلام عليكم.